Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Gregory Copley. He's in Perth, Australia. This is the King Charles Report. And Gregory brings up a topic I think is wonderful because nowhere in my education in the 20th century was it discussed. What crown does the king wear? I didn't know there were different crowns. I assumed there was just one kept in the treasury somewhere, secretive. Mm-hmm. However, it turns out there are different crowns, and the king's made a choice different from his mother. Gregory, we've got 4 minutes. Can you do this? Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Although it's been so much fun, it could take longer. Yeah, Queen Elizabeth chose the St. Edward's crown, which was that nicely rounded crown, and it had a nice image to it. And what we've seen with King Charles is that he has opted for the Tudor crown, which is another of the crowns used by monarchs in Britain over the centuries. And it's a much more sharply delineated, less rounded crown. And it does look, I think, more modern, but yet it's similar, if you like, to the crown that Edward VII used very early in the 20th century. And you could see those organizations which had the royal warrant, for example, from King Edward VII, and they're very distinctive, and I rather like that one. And now all of these insignia of the Commonwealth Armed Forces, which have the crown on it, are going to have to switch from the nicely rounded St. Edward's crown, which Queen Elizabeth used, to the Tudor crown. And the heads of the Australian Army, Navy and Air Force, literally in the last couple of days, issued the orders to start that process of changing the crown. So on the cap badges where you've got a crown in it, they'll all be changed. And all the other insignia, whether it's the wings of pilots in the Army, Navy and Air Force, will have the new crown on it and the like. The crowns that, if you like, are on the above the chevrons of a sergeant major's insignia on his arm, that'll have the new crown on it. And it reminds people that there is a new monarch on the throne. And for the Australian Armed Forces, as with the British and Canadian Armed Forces and New Zealand, they do swear allegiance to the Crown. And they do it through the Governor General, who's the Crown's representative. But it really brings it into a personal framework. And then you get to the things like presenting the new colours, the new flags of the regiments, which will gradually take place, and they'll have the new crown on it as well. And it reminds the military that they don't answer to the government, they answer to the crown, so that the government, the political government, the politicians, can't use the armed forces for domestic political purposes against their own subjects. So it's a very good reminder of where the armed forces stand in these Commonwealth countries. They're not tools of the government to be used as political at the political whim of elected leaders against the population. They can be answerable only to the Crown and to the Constitution. And that's a really significant thing. In the US, of course, the military do swear allegiance to the Constitution, but when there's nobody actually representing the Constitution other than the Supreme Court justices, it's very hard to stop the military being used as a political instrument. So it shows a big difference in the way the Commonwealth deals with issues of national security, national allegiance, and a sense of apolitical management of the armed forces.
The Tudor crown. This is a crown that's similar to the one worn by Henry VIII. Is he making a historical statement in some fashion?
No, although, of course, Henry VIII was very significant because he really created Anglicanism. He broke from the Catholic Church, and that's very significant. And Charles takes that responsibility as head of the church very seriously, and yet he is absolutely not opposed in one whit to the Catholic Church in the United Kingdom, but he is head of the Anglican Church, and that's something he does really honour, as well as using that position to actually, if you like, mediate between all of the religious entities which are now in Britain, not just in Christian groups, but in Muslim, Hindu, and other groups, Buddhists, and so on. Gregory, so it's very significant.
Gregory Copley in Australia.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.